稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。今天的节目内容是曾金发牧师的讲座，传承跨代的危机与转机，主题是传承坚实的盼望。先前曾牧师分享了复活的主在以马忤斯的路上与两位门徒谈道，解答了门徒的困惑，使他们明白真理。今天曾牧师继续以以赛亚书40章6到9节强调神话语的重要性，同时在今天的节目中，曾牧师会答复现场神学生的提问。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
The word of God was not given for academic exercise. It was given to change our lives when we behold God.
神的话不只是给我们做一个学术的一个操练，而是在我们生命当中的一个滋养。
The word of God shows us who God is and the unchangeable principles by which He deals with men.
神的话指向那个永不改变的神，然后还有那个善变的那个暂时的人。
The word of God shows us what really matters in life and how we can live for what really matters.
神的话指示我们在人生当中到底什么才是真正值得我们去活。
The word of God draws us into a missional intimacy with God so that we understand our calling and our purpose in this lost and broken world.
神的话也给我们一个宣教的使命，还有一个跟主亲密去达成使命的这样的一个盼望，向着这个失落的世界。
That from the Torah, the Ketuvim, and the Nabiim, the word of God unfolds to us Jesus.
所以不管是摩西的书，或者是圣卷，或者是先知的书，都指向耶稣。
So that in the wilderness to the road of Emmaus, we can anchor in the word and from Emmaus declare, Behold your God.
所以我们从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯的旷野黑暗的路上，我们可以凯旋而回，去宣告，看啊，我们的神。
What are we to pass on?
我们要传承什么？
The word of God.
上帝的话。
Behold your God.
看啊。
Not just truths about God, but truth lived out in lives in a relationship connected with God.
不只是写在纸上的话，乃是活生生在你的刻在你的生命，然后连接于神的这样的话。
Because the whole of the Bible presents to us Jesus.
因为整本圣经就是向我们呈现耶稣。
I want to close with a true story.
我想用故事来结束。
There was a man, a chess expert by the name of Paul Morphy.
这是西洋棋的这个专家，有一个叫 Paul Morphy.
He was invited to dinner one day to the house of Reverend Harrison.
他有一天就被邀请去一个马里逊牧师的家。
Reverend Harrison was a prominent lawyer in Richmond.
那这个 Harrison 牧师他其实也是一个非常有钱的人。
He became a pastor and he invited different of his friends to come to have dinner with him in his house.
那他邀请了很多的朋友，包括这个传道人的朋友到他的自己的家中。
And in his house was a painting that attracted the attention of Paul Morphy.
那在他的家里面有一幅挂图，就吸引了这个 Paul Morphy 的眼光。
It was a painting popularly titled as Checkmate.
那个名称呢，画的名称叫做棋手，下棋的这个对手。
And it was a picture of a young man playing chess with the devil.
那因为那个就是一个年轻人，他在那里下棋，但是他的对手是撒旦。
The young man is losing his game. Just one more move, and it will be checkmate.
那这个年轻人其实他已经快要被僵死了，所以只剩下一步，他就要输了。
So you could see the despondency and distress in the young man's countenance.
所以你看到那个年轻人脸上的那个焦虑跟那个焦灼感。
And on the other hand, you can see that pride, arrogance, and confidence of Satan because he knows he's winning the game.
那另外一面就是那个撒旦所展示的狰狞跟那个信心满满的，我赢得这场。
And in the background was an angel looking on pensively.
那但是在画的另一个上方是一个天使，他在那里静静的观看。
Paul Morphy examined the painting and then he made an astonishing remark.
然后这个 Paul Morphy 他看着那一幅图，然后他就讲了一个很特别的话。
He said to his host, Mr. Morrison, he says, I could play this game and turn it around and the young man could win against the devil.
然后他就对这个主人说，我可以教这个年轻人，他下一招棋就可以把这个魔鬼打败。
His host said, Oh, Mr. Morphy, not even you can turn this game around.
那这个牧师就说，Morphy 先生，即使你是这么高端的棋手，你也没有办法转变这个棋局的。
He says, Why don't we test it out and see?
那他就说，那我们来试试看。
So they got the chess pieces and put it according to the painting.
所以后来他们就把那个棋盘拿出来，然后就照着那个画上面的布局，把那个棋子摆上去。
The young man was supposed to make his move, but whatever move he made would have been a checkmate.
那每一次这个年轻人下的下一步棋，他总是会被将军。
But Paul Morphy played the game and won against the devil.
结果这个棋王就下了一招，竟然真的赢过那个撒旦。
They were astonished.
他们真的都很惊讶。
And so they asked him, Mr. Morphy, how did you know the game could be won?
那这个他们就很好奇，他说 ，Morphy， 你怎么会知道这个棋是可以解的呢
？And Paul Morphy told them the secret that is recorded in the Chess Chronicles in 1888.
那他的这个解法呢，后来就记载在这个1888年的那个棋谱当中。
In the Columbia Chess Chronicles published in New York, they gave Paul Morphy's answer.
那后来在纽约，在一个什么期刊上面，他们就登出了这个Paul Morphy 破解的这个棋谱。
Paul Morphy says, looking at the picture, everyone thinks the young man will lose.
因为你看着那个图，每一个人都会觉得那个年轻人输定了。
But when I examined the pieces, I made a discovery.
但是当我仔细去研究那个棋盘的时候，我发现了一个秘密。
I found the king has one more move.
因为我发现那个国王他还有一步可以走。
And when the king made the move, everything shifted and turned around.
只要那个国王下一步棋，他移动一步，整个棋局就会改变。
You see, when Jesus was crucified, Satan thought he has won.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，撒旦以为他已经大获全胜了。
But our king has one more move. He rose from the dead.
但是我们的王却还有一步，这一步就是从死里复活。
And everything else changes.
然后整个宇宙都改变了。
Because our king has one more move.
因为我们的国王还有一步。
In the wilderness of our life, we behold our God because our king has one more move.
所以在旷野的时候，为什么要说看啊我们的神？因为我们的王，我们的神还有一步。
And when we reestablished God's authority in our life, the wilderness became a place of victory.
然后，所以我们当我们把我们的这个根基再转回到带我们的王、我们的神的时候，整个旷野的经验就改观了。
Because we learned the most important thing in the wilderness now.
因为这个时候我们就从旷野当中学到最重要的一个
功课。No matter how difficult the days,
不管这个 这一天多么困难。
No matter how dark the circumstances,
不管那个情况多么的黑暗。
Behold your God,
看啊，你的神。
Prepare the way for the Lord,
预备我们主的道路。
Our King has one more move,
我们的国王还有一步。
Would you bow with me and pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the solid hope that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们在你的里面有那个坚实的盼望。
Help us to pass on this hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们把这样的一个坚实的盼望能够传递下去。
For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
For the gospel is the story of our King who has one more move.
因为福音就是我们的故事，就是我们的神，我们的王还有一步棋。
And when Jesus Christ takes center stage, he turns everything around.
当耶稣进入这个战场，他把整个战局都改变了。
So Father, thank you for this series on passing it on.
主啊，所以我们感谢你父啊，我们为这一系列的传承的这个系列感谢你。
In all that we pass on, help us to pass on the word of God.
在我们一切所传承的当中，求主帮助我们传承神的话。
Because in your word we see Jesus.
因为在你的话里面，我们看见了耶稣。
In his wonderful name we pray.
我们靠他 wonderful 奇妙的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Q&A
的时间，第一个题目，他讲到曾牧师提到门训不是课程，而是生活，如同耶稣和门徒生活在一起，这样是否代表教会追求人数增长的模式是错误的？因为没有足够的人去门训庞大数目的会众。
I think we must avoid the either or dichotomy.
我想我们要尽量避免要或者这个或者那个 either or 的这种选项。
Either deep discipleship or the growth of the church and church growth.
好像这两个是对立的，要么你就要做门训，要不然你就是追求教会成长。
It has to be both.
最好是 both and 两个。
But the question is, how do we do it both? How do we grow deep in discipleship and yet grow the church healthily?
我们应该关注这个两个齐头并进，怎么样一方面做门训，一方面也让教会可以健康的长大。
You start with a few.
通常都是从少数几位开始。
You start with the leaders.
通常从这个领袖开始。
So we don't just grow the church, but don't worry about the depth of the church. Then you have a very large but shallow church.
所以不是要在数目上不断的成长，更重要的是要能够晋升，不是一个肤浅的教会。
But it's not wise to build deep, but the church is not growing in its influence and its size.
反过来说，你说晋升的话，这个它通常就是会自然的变成广大。
And in some contexts, healthy church growth doesn't mean a large mega church.
很多时候，这个健康教会的这个成长，并不表示它就会长大成为一个 mega church.
Because sometimes it's a university church where university students come and go. It can see itself as a mission building, mission sending church.
比方说，如果这个是一个大学城的一个教会。学生的属性就是会来来去去，但是怎么样把那个宣教的生命，有使命的人生建造在这些学生身上，它也是一个很健康的教会。
So the model for church life and healthy growth has to be contextualized to the context.
Yeah, 所以他的教会的生命跟他的健康其实它是跟处境很有关系的。
But the calling of the Lord is very important.
但是到底上帝呼召什么，呼召你做什么是非常重要的。
So when you receive the call to pastor church, you ask, Lord, what is your assignment for me?
那所以你领受了呼召以后，你应该问主，那你给我的功课，我需要交什么样的作业？
For some assignment, it is to minister to the migrant workers, or others at the university as an emphasis. For some, it's the cell church. But whatever is the assignment, we are building disciples, multiplying disciples, mobilizing disciples.
随着你的处境的不同，有些有可能是在移工当中工作，有些可能在 学生的族群。那么，但是那个目标都是一样的，你怎么样去传扬福音，建造门徒，以后把一个使命建造在他们的里面。
If we focus on building the church, we might not get disciples.
如果我们心里想的就是建造教会，你也许会真的会忽略了那个建造真正的门徒。
If we focus on building disciples, we will get the church.
但是如果我们专注在建造门徒，这些门徒自然就会成长成为一个大的教健康的教会。
So step by step, we build healthy growth and deep discipleship.
所以健康的成长还有深入的门训。第二题，教会会有或执事会或牧者。往往希望赶快做些什么，希望快一点看到改变，用心良好，但常常容易变成事工化。这次讲座之后，可能也有教会想要开始要做门徒训练。面对这样的现象，请问曾牧师有什么建议
？Discipleship doesn't work.
门徒训练不是用做的。
In the short time.
而且不是在短期可以看到成果的。
Because discipleship is about growing in spiritual maturity, we cannot grow overnight.
因为门训其实目标是灵性的成熟。那成熟是需要时间，它不可能隔夜就成熟。
But I found discipleship does work over time, regardless of cultures, across cultures.
但是我也发现门训这样的一个目标其实是放诸四海皆准的，它可以是在同文化，也可以在异文跨文化的场合。
But notice I did not say discipleship program, I say discipleship as discipleship unto Jesus.
那请留意，我不是说门训的节目或是课程，我在讲是一个门训的这样的一个旅程。
Materials, methodology, models are good and important.
用什么材料，用什么样的方法论，这些固然很重要。
We can't neglect them.
我们也不能够忽略。
All these resources is to draw us into a missional intimacy with Jesus.
但是最终的目的，都是希望建造一个有使命的门徒，跟主有亲密关系的。
It is an intimacy that brings forth missions.
因为是在跟主的亲密的同行当中，它慢慢外显成为一个宣教的运动。
And it's the mission that draws us into intimacy.
那也是在这样的一个宣教的使命当中，又再一次催促我们跟主更加的亲密同行。
So when leaders want to see changes quickly, we are looking at the wrong perspective.
所以如果教会的同工领袖想要看到的是一个很快的一个成果，那我想我们找错地方。
So my response is teach them the right perspective.
所以我的建议就是要给他们一个正确的观点。
To ask the Lord to help us understand His mission for the church.
那要问主耶稣，他对教会的这个使命，教会的一个意向，他心目中的教会应当是怎样
？And making disciples is the core mission of the church to fulfill the Great Commission.
那门训其实是教会一个最核心的使命，最终他是能够看到大使命的完成。
So if I meet a group of church leaders who say we want to see fast growth and making a difference, what would my response be?
那如果有人跟我讲说我的使命，我的意向就是要能够快速的增长，能够变大，那我会怎么样回应呢？
My response would not be, ah, you're so stupid, you're seeing it wrongly.
那我也不会说你这个笨蛋，不，你看错了。
The response, rather, is there are four important convictions I think we all can agree on.
那其实它有四个面向，我想我们大概都能够同意了。
One, Jesus Christ is coming again soon.
第一个是耶稣就快来。
Second, because Jesus Christ is coming again soon, the urgent task is world evangelization.
所以因为耶稣快再来，所以这个全球的布道就变得很重要。
Third, the key to world evangelization is disciple making.
那第三个，你要达到这个全球的布道，这个很重要的就是门训。
And fourth, at the core of disciple making is a radical discipleship to Jesus.
那在这个所谓的门训的核心是一个激进的做耶稣的门徒的这样的门徒训练。
And to build this takes time and intentional effort.
那这个它会需要时间，而且需要你刻意继续往那个方向走。
Number of years ago, more than 10 years ago, a dear friend of mine, Pastor Peter Tan Chee, came to Singapore for the IDMC Discipleship Conference.
几年前菲律宾的那个 Peter Tan Chee 也是我好朋友，他来到新加坡参加我的这个 IDMC 的一个研讨会。
Pastor Peter Tan Chee pastors one of the largest churches in the Philippines with over 100,000 members.
Peter Tan Chee 在马尼拉牧养的教会其实超过10万人。
He brought his key pastors and elders to the conference, and they gathered. And he asked me a question.
他带着核心同工群到新加坡来，然后问了我一个问题。
Said, according to your experience, how long does it take to build a disciple-making church?
他问我说，要建造一个以门训做导向的这样的一个教会，大概需要几年？
I said, depending on context, it takes about 5 to 7 years to build a disciple-making church.
那我说看处境啦，看你的那个环境而定，大概5到7年吧。
If the church has some toxic relationship problems, it takes 7 years because the first 2 years you are building relationship and repairing the foundation.
因为如果那个教会原来有一些包袱，他们彼此的关系是非常非常不和谐的，那可能要光是2年去读就要花2年了。
And then it takes 5 years to lay the biblical foundation.
然后再花个1-2年去建立这个圣经的基础。
Of what Jesus teaches about discipleship from the Sermon on the Mount and the Great Commission and the epistles.
然后就是像主耶稣的登山宝训到大使命再到这个使徒的书信等等。
And from the biblical foundation, you build the disciple-making vision for the church.
然后在这个圣经的根基建好以后，再来就是门训的这个意向。
And with the vision, you raise the vehicles necessary.
然后在这个门训的意向当中，你要建造一些的我们它所谓的 vehicle 一些途径。
And then the relational infrastructure of how we relate to one another in discipleship, in making disciples.
然后在建造那个内部的结构，怎么样去强化彼此的关系
？So that it is not just discipleship groups, it's the relationships.
所以不是说一下子就是在强调那个门训小组，而是在那个怎么样用那个。把那个架构让它可以建立良好关系。
That on an average take about 5 years to build. There's no shortcut.
那这样就至少都已经过了5-6年了，没有捷径的。
And Pastor Peter Tan Chee turned to his leaders and say, "See, meaning it takes that long. I mean, it takes time."
所以 Peter Tan Chee 就对着他的同工说：“你看吧。”
I'm glad to tell you that there are large churches like CCF in the Philippines that are disciple-making churches.
Peter Tan Chee 所牧养的那个菲律宾的 CCF 就是这样的一个强调门训的教会。
He pastors his leaders, he pastors his children.
他把这样的一个意向跟架构就传递给他的小孩，传递给他的会友。
His leaders, pastors, other church leaders, and they move the whole church towards a disciple-making emphasis.
然后他建造他的同工，然后他的会友，以至于之后他们出去的建立的教会也是有这样的一个 DNA.
And this is not just in the Philippines. I see in Hong Kong with John Tran's church.
那不止在菲律宾，然后在香港也有。
I see in Australia, in Pastor Paul Jayachandran's church in Sydney.
在澳洲的雪梨、啊、刚讲的一个牧师那边也是
Dale Stevenson Church in Melbourne、
啊、在墨尔本
This is an international network of mentorees coming together to commit to make disciples、
啊、那么这些都是在可以说是一个国际的网路那这些的刚提到的牧者他们都是委身在于建造门徒建立那个门训的教会
They all have their incredible stories to tell
他们 都可以告诉你们非常非常奇妙的故事
Pastor Paul's church in Sydney was struggling with about 150 people
在雪梨的 那个保罗牧师他一开始教会150个人有很多很多挣扎
And over 10 years he turned his church around
然后用了十年才把这个教会给转型
Today his church through the online teaching reaches about 12,000 to 15,000 believers in different parts of the world in their training school in discipleship.
那么他们建立的那个线上的课程用这样网络可以传播到全世界这个12,000 to 15,000个这个据点。
Dale Stevenson Church in Melbourne, he has a vision of revitalizing 10% of Australian churches.
那在 Melbourne 的那个教会这个牧师说他要让整个澳洲有10%的教会能够变成一个门训的教会。
Australia has about 10,000 churches.
在澳洲大概有10,000个教会。
His vision was to disciple and revitalize 1,000 churches.
那他的意向就是要让这个1,000个教会，十分之一的教会能够复活，能够成为门训的教会。
So it takes time, but it's possible to build depth and strength to disciple making.
需要花时间才能够建造深度能够成为一个门训的教会
I respond by saying testimonies build faith
我的回应就是见证可以建造我们的信心
And so we encourage church leaders to open their eyes and see the harvest field and what God is raising up in terms of intentional disciple making churches
所以我就挑战这些核心的牧者他们举目望田看到庄稼已经成熟发白然后需要刻意的来做这个门训
And I'm very grateful to tell you God is on the move in revitalizing his church
那我也很高兴告诉大家上帝正在运行在各地都在复苏他的教会
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座我是方华神的言语一解开就发出亮光使愚人通达服侍神的人一定要在神的话语不断地下功夫我们彼此共勉曾金发牧师传承跨代的危机与转机讲座即将结束这个讲座对侍奉的人来说有很深的启发和提醒如果您错过了之前的节目鼓励您在晨曦讲座的网页找到往期的节目或者在良友电台的资源库下载收听愿神建立我们手所做的工我们手所做的工愿神建立谢谢您的收听愿神赐福保护您
愿你荣耀烧中的心